Go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, January 15th, 2026 edition. During the break, I was checking email and I was finding news stories, news alerts coming in from President Trump, trying to look for some of his statements that he posted on Truth Social about a big announcement for today. Well, in going through the emails, Charles Leedy from Sheboygan area sent me a very well-written email regarding his concerns about artificial intelligence data centers. It seems that artificial intelligence enables a new digital power that has not been delegated to anyone through elections. These corporations simply gain political power using access to people's personal data and consequently the ability to control their destiny. For example, artificial intelligence allows those in charge to shirk responsibility. Well, the AI computer made the decision, quote unquote, not me. School teachers may give assignments to promote learning, but students can use artificial intelligence to prepare and turn in the work without even reading or understanding it, and therefore consequently learning nothing. Also, consumer electronics, our vehicles and other products that use electronic chips may very well end up costing a lot more in the near term because the AI data centers are buying up all the chips around the world with unlimited money, thus creating shortages. Interesting point. Technology will always continue to advance, and artificial intelligence can facilitate improvements to product development, manufacturing, and even military defense. However, some technology, such as nuclear weaponry, must be highly regulated to ensure that it is not used to the detriment of the people. In my opinion, artificial intelligence could very well be used against the best interests of the people, especially by mega corporations whose prime directive is to maximize profit and control, if not prudently regulated. Well, I think that's what Washington is looking at, and even the state house here in Michigan. Well, then Chuck goes on to list some very interesting questions that we need to ask these data centers. What data specifically will these centers, do these centers plan to process? Is a large portion of it private personal data, which is being collected at an ever-expanding rate, often without the knowledge or even the consent of the people? Will they facilitate greater surveillance or basically spying on the people? How much water and electricity will they consume? Will they get it as part of the approval of the project, or will they have to pay for it? And then the water, when it's returned, is it polluted? Next question, what benefits will these centers provide to the residents? How many permanent, not temporary, construction jobs will be created? How many jobs will be eliminated? That's a good question. On an electrical power front, here's some interesting information about the Selene Artificial Intelligence Data Center. The estimated power required for this one is 1.4 gigawatts. In a like manner, the average residential home requires usually 1 kilowatt. When you do the math, 1 kilowatt, 24 hours a day, 365 a quarter days per year, divided by 12 months, the average home uses about 730 kilowatts per month. Your bill may be a bit more or less, but this is a ballpark. Well, as such, the amount of electricity that they're proposing for this artificial intelligence data center down in Selene Township, 1,400,000 residential homes monthly use. Using same calculations, above average monthly usage, the data center, 1.02 billion kilowatts per month. And then he may be submitting this to some local municipality, considering, because he says at the very bottom, please consider this letter as my public comment and include it in the meeting minutes. Sincerely, Chuck Leedy. So very thoughtful, Chuck. Greatly appreciate you sending me that letter. Completely on topic to what we've been talking about this morning. And here's the thing. Which candidate running for governor is going to understand everything that Chuck just wrote in this letter, understand the concerns of local communities, and is going to be able to present it in a way that is going to be supportive or liked by the voters heading into this August 4th primary? Because this is an issue. This is an issue that Donald Trump claims to be of great importance to the future of our country. He flat out said, I'm going to let them build these data centers. I want to win this war of who's the best in artificial intelligence. And I'm not going to stand by and let China win this war. I want the United States to win it. Well, very, very, very interesting as to how this is playing out across the country, but especially here in Michigan. Because for some reason, they are definitely targeting our state. So we'll see where all this plays out. Now, one of the things that is happening at the end of this month, 2 weeks from this Saturday, Saturday, January 31st, the 9th Congressional District Republican Committee is hosting a debate. A debate of the Secretary of State candidates. Now, this event is going to start at 1 o'clock on Saturday, January 31st, and go approximately about 2 hours until 3 p.m. Now, for those of you up in the UP and northern Michigan who may not want to travel all the way down to Rochester, don't bother. I'm going to go I'll be able to give a field report about it on Monday, February 2nd, on my show. But you will also be able to watch it via a live stream right in the comfort of your own home Saturday, January 31st at 1 p.m. So even folks like Officer Rick or Phyllis and other folks downstate, you don't have to drive to Rochester either. I'm going to be there. I also plan to go to the VIP reception that they're going to have with Laura Logan and Seth Kessel, because I want to talk to Laura, especially in person, about coming on my show. She posted a very interesting post on Twitter. Cliff Tolini. Randy, they're targeting our state because of House Bill 233. Public Act 233, which basically gives the Michigan Public Service Commission, who is still operating under the appointments that Governor Gretchen Whitmer made of that three-person panel, they want to get it done this year, 2026, because the writing on the wall, the history, the historical turnout, we will elect a Republican governor in November. The new Republican governor, folks, will get to appoint the members of the Michigan Public Service Commission going forward. The next governor may actually overturn Public Act 233. Why? Because they want the locals to have control. In this story that I just talked about, every single one of the Republicans were quoted down in Midland at the 8th Congressional District Roundup as saying they want local communities to have the control. So I just want to make sure you guys put it on your calendar, not this Saturday, 2 weeks from this Saturday, the last Saturday in January. January 31st at 1 o'clock, you need to be by a computer, because I want you guys to stream this candidate debate of Secretary of State candidates running to get the Republican endorsement at the March 28th endorsement convention. That's going to be held in Novi, and county conventions will be called to send delegates there. Short break. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discount. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing, people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of the second hour of today's show. Just want to wrap this up with basically the questions about these centers. Max, I never said that, so I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about something I just said on the radio? You know what? Don't bother me during my show. One of the things that I think needs to be looked at is how these data centers and AI technology is going to be viewed, is going to be the entire process as we head into these elections, as to which candidate is going to understand it well enough and to be able to come up with a solution. Now, again, I personally like what Donald Trump has to say about them generating their own electricity. If this is not going to affect our electric grid, these data centers will be self-sustaining. They'll be able to generate their own electricity. One of the things that you have to understand is that this is potentially a solution to the electricity issue. The other issue, of course, is water. Well, I know for a fact that groundwater comes out of the ground at 52 degrees. It's the technology that our well connect unit uses to heat and air condition our home, our studio, using well water. I also know it runs through the unit, and the unit doesn't consume a drop of water. It runs through the system. Energy is taken from that temperature of water and used to air condition the home in the summertime. But it puts every drop of water back into the ground. Not one drop is consumed. So if they can utilize that technology, they're not using any groundwater, they're not using any water at all, and they're generating their own electricity, I think this would be the absolute best solution. Now I'm going to have a conversation with Carla Wagner later today, and I'm going to educate her on this so that during the debate stage, she can bring these ideas up and have probably the other candidates get on board. But she needs to be the leader of this discussion while running for governor. Again, she's collecting signatures from with her volunteers to give her enough signatures to make it on the ballot. And I think it's ideas like this that can help her do that. My main focus is to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan, increasing local revenue sharing to the local counties from Lansing, which is contained in her Axe My Tax ballot proposal, that she's still receiving petition sheets back and going to determine the 180-day window as to what they are then going to start counting to see if we got enough signatures to put it on the ballot. But in the meantime, she's running for governor on this platform. Well, I think this data center construction discussion needs to be had with innovative ideas to be able to make it happen. If the president is absolutely committed to doing this for our country, the next governor needs to be committed to doing it in their state. Why could we not potentially be the sites where these projects are built? Again, not farmlands. Don't go there. If it's a active producing farmland producing food, don't be offering our farmers $70,000 an acre. This needs to be in rural areas where there's trees, where the trees can be mitigated, planted somewhere else, or wetlands could be mitigated and build it on a naturally occurring wetland, but do mediation of 3-to-1 and give us even more wetlands. These are ideas that need to be talked about. So absolutely, absolutely agree. This is something that is going to definitely, definitely be part of it. And, of course, in discussing things like this, we are being interrupted on 97.7 with a emergency alert announcement. But those of you listening on TuneIn and the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, you're probably not hearing it. So I apologize for those of you listening on 97.7. Evidently, for some reason, somebody didn't like what I was saying. Lastly, last text comment coming in. This type of technology definitely needs to be regulated. Absolutely agree with that 100%. You cannot allow the free market capitalism to basically be the only oversight controlling factors of these data centers.
Thank you. Absolutely. For listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy
Summer
Bishop.
Said it was
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Curtis Gunsmith and up the top.